You really are a heel.
Jamie and Locker with you. Blizzard warning still in effect, and highways and roadways and sidewalk ways
a mess
are gross. Although we got a text from Daryl from Costco, and it's empty, so he's happy.
I was like, why am I getting these pictures? And I'm like, oh, no one said Costco. He picked the best day ever.
Not Daryl Davis, of course. He's here with us for a double take.
Double take with Daryl Davis.
One final double take with Daryl Davis for 2025.
Your old acquaintance be. Should we say?
You know the words?
Sure, I know. Yeah, I watched the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that when the ship turns over on New Year's Eve and they're all singing?
Because
except I watched the Gene Hackman version. That's the first one, right?
So. Next Wednesday is Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. No show. The Wednesday after that is a New Year's Eve. Yeah. So,
and then I need a new contract. You guys giving up some money this year to get me back?
I think so.
Okay, thanks.
Free parking spot.
All right, good. I hope it's one that's graveled because walking around in today's parking lot, I sharpened my tires.
I was going to say, you're better off getting around Saskatchewan on skates today. Mm-hmm. Like pouring rain.
And freezing.
Yeah.
I used to, once in a while that happened, we'd skate to school. You know, it would happen once or twice every 5 or 6 years. Yeah. I remember skating to school a couple of times.
Probably could have done it today.
Yeah. That's when you hate when they gravel the streets, though, because then that really is tough on your skate blades.
Yeah, there might be a few videos today of people skating down the street in Saskatchewan. But let's start off. The topic we were just talking about before you hopped on here, Daryl, was Commissioner Stuart Johnston on the Film Never Lies podcast with Luke Wilson. Says
your buddy Luke.
Yep.
Our friend of the show, Luke Wilson.
And he told Luke in 5 years, a 10th team. He believes in 5 years, should either be done and it should be happening or finalizing it. Daryl, here we go again.
How many commissioners have we dealt with, Jimmy?
I don't know.
We've heard this from Locker. This is everybody. This goes back to Doug Mitchell, yeah. I think, even before. Oh, we need another team, but now it's to balance out the schedule. Then it was just to get it coast to coast. Whatever reason, sure, 10 is a great idea, but where's the stadium? You can say whatever you want. You can say we need a 10th team. You cannot play at Guelph. You cannot play in London. You cannot play at Laval. You need more people. You need 25,000-27,000 seats, right? So they're going to have to find a stadium. Halifax has pulled out. Halifax was the dream spot. But when you think about it, London is a huge CFL market. It sounds like, you know, when you watch on TV, TSN, one of its biggest markets is London. So why not go out there? Go to Laval. Another team in Quebec would be awesome for the Alouettes. Go to Saskatoon, but if they got 20,000 seats, 25,000.
That was my idea.
I said that facetiously, Locker, just to see if you'd nibble.
I think it should.
No.
This province needs another team.
Oh, sure, right, yeah.
One more.
What would they be called? Like, with all the Rider fans in Saskatoon. Rough Riders.
Call them Rough Riders, two words.
The Regina Rough Riders and the Saskatoon Rough Riders. There you go, we got a name already.
When this team's losing, they're the Regina Rough Riders. When they're winning, they're the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. That's what I always say.
A darker green, too.
So do you believe him this time? No, you're not believing it? 10th team?
Well, look, he changed the rules, didn't he? So he's got something up his sleeve. It's actually, when you think about it, other than maybe Toronto, what's going to go on with the Argonauts and their ownership again, because MLSE doesn't really care that much. But it's a very stable and rich group of owners right now. It's a business that you might want to be a part of. The salary cap's going up every year.
Yeah.
They're getting money. TSN is paying pretty well. You know, the gates are kind of coming up. You're getting merchandise. It's not that it's huge, but it's good enough to invest in. So I think somebody might be interested, but you cannot invest. There's nobody really rich enough to buy a franchise, run the franchise, and build their own stadium. There's no Jerry Joneses around here.
Well, there are.
Yeah, there's guys with money.
And but they already own the teams.
I was going to say, they own the teams.
How much money are they actually, like how much money is Amar Doman actually making in BC with how much investment he's put into the Lions?
If he's breaking even, good for him. And he loves being a part of it. He's a good owner. There's a lot of good owners, but are they making enough to make it worthwhile to attract a real blue chip owner? Not well, maybe, but he's not going to bring a stadium with him. That you have to get city and provincial and federal help with that.
You look at where sports franchises are at, and listen, I know you can't compare the CFL to hockey, but I mean, a couple of years ago, I remember the expansion conversation being about $1 billion. Now they're saying it's going to cost $2 billion to get into the NHL. So guys with money look at that and see the opportunity. And I think you're right. I think you nailed it at the front end there, Daryl, that this is a growth league. There is a massive upside, and guys with money that they take risks, and I don't know. I can see it happening. And I think the rule changes, like you also said, Stu is sort of setting up this league for expansion.
The new dimensions make it easier to build a stadium, right? Or well, maybe easier to find a stadium. Share like a stadium.
In Halifax, they might be able to share with the Wanderers or whatever.
So, you know, in that respect, I think that, you know, everybody's kind of forgotten that. They thought everybody, oh, we'll move it to the States because it fits into fields. No, it now fits into fields in Canada. Soccer pitches, some big, good soccer fields can fit a CFL field according to the new rules. So, yes, maybe there's a chance, but until they get a stadium and a city, a province, somewhere committed to helping them, there's no expansion.
Jamie, where's your number one choice? Where's your number? Daryl Davis is commissioner for a day, and you got 10th team. Where are you putting it?
Ever been to Halifax, Jamie?
Oh, a great cup in Halifax.
It's like a great
heck
city.
Of a day.
You've been to Lockhart in Halifax?
I haven't.
It's one of this country's great cities, man. I love that every minute I was in Halifax on the East Coast. If they put a team in Halifax, I'm going to that first game, I think. I just want to be there because it is a party town. It's just a fun, good-feeling city, right? It's got a university there, but I know we're well past that age. But still, it's got a vibrancy to it. I would love going there, and we could eat some seafood.
Great food. Great beer.
Yeah.
Great people.
Great music, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's coast to coast. That's what makes it, right? Right now, they're lacking.
You have to put it in the East,
yes,
right?
I think so. And I think in the Maritimes somewhere. But here we are speculating. We've done this before. We've said it's got to go to Halifax.
1984
before.
When they announced Atlantic Schooners the first time?
40-some years we've been doing this. Good for Stu.
And we already have a name. The Schooners.
Yeah. I don't know. That might be trademarked by somebody from right now. But good for Stu for trying it. I wish him luck.
Coming up, more with Daryl Davis on a double take here on the Green Zone, including a chat about his Dolphins. Tua, bench. Should the Riders put him on their negotiation list? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Can't find a better man. Jamie and Locker with you as, the roads are a mess. Be very safe on, well, don't travel if you don't need to travel.
Don't walk.
Oh, it has been a nasty day from the rain and wind and now
we were laughing,
snow,
Daryl,
and blizzard. It's
the story in the newsroom where they were telling the mall walkers that they couldn't go to the mall. It was too unsafe to go walk the mall.
Because
getting into
you couldn't walk to the mall.
Right? I'm not a mall walker yet, guys.
They couldn't get into the facility to walk indoors. Don't park your car and walk.
They canceled the mall walking.
Oh, that's horrific. That is. It's dangerous in the parking lot. I'm warning you guys, when the show's over, help each other, okay?
Yeah.
And hold on to the building.
With skates.
Hand in hand, you guys. Yeah.
Okay. Daryl Davis, do the Riders have a new quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa? Because he doesn't look like he's the Dolphins quarterback anymore. They're benching him for Quinn Ewers. What's going on with your Finns?
Did you watch him? Did you see that game?
He was terrible.
Oh, he's horrible. He's got brain damage. He's been hit too often. He shouldn't be playing the number of concussions he's got. And you can tell he doesn't react properly in situations. That's not how a quarterback's got to be quicker. He's just, so slow thinking. And he doesn't, the things he said about his team and his coach earlier this season, just dump him. I know they're benching him, but I would have dumped him at halftime. I said, Tua, just sit in here. We're going out without you. We got a better chance of winning without you.
So he's Quinn Ewers is the new quarterback.
Don't bring up to the CFL, man. Don't damage his brain anymore.
Was he a seventh rounder? Like, they're putting a seventh round quarterback
in. Yeah. Tua was a first rounder.
Yeah. Too late to save the coach's job, man. He's just.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah. He should have been fired 7 weeks ago.
They won four in a row going into that game against Pittsburgh. Who did they beat? They must have played the Raiders in there.
Actually, I think they
did. I think they did. I know. In Atlanta. You're checking it.
Did you hear my rant yesterday on my Raiders? Oh my goodness!
How can they not like Pete Carroll? How just they've quit on him totally.
They didn't play the Raiders.
Oh, sorry.
They beat your Bills.
I was trying to be quiet about that.
And then the Saints and the Commanders and the Jets.
I can't believe it. They were out of it so early. You're right. I thought McDaniel was done as the head coach. They fired the general manager and then keep the coach. That doesn't work very often. They're rebuilding.
Are the Chiefs, is the dynasty over for the Chiefs?
Yes. Yeah. Kelce will retire at the end of the year, right? Go make pop music. And yeah. And Mahomes won't, I don't know. They don't have, eventually dynasties end. You know, you stick with guys too long, which they did with a few, and you change.
The biggest question is going to be Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Andy Reid goes, whew.
That's it, will they for be, sure.
That, who's the offensive mastermind who's going to come
how
in
much
there?
Time does Reid have left on his contract?
Well, it's not about his contract. It's just about how long he wants to coach.
He's coached a long time. He deserves to
retire,
man.
He turns 68 next year. Yeah. Like, it's still... You know, if Pete Carroll can coach into, what is he, 90? Like, maybe he can still
that,
do
how
it.
How well's that going, Jamie? Yeah, it's Andy Reid can gracefully walk away, right? He gave it one shot to
You
to
think Travis is done, eh?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That's
my... Watching him play, he's not in it. Remember earlier this season, he was yelling at his teammates, come on, and swearing at them, we got to get going? Then now he's dropping balls.
Yeah.
He's sitting on the bench kind of moping. And not being the leader and saying, you got to get this done. It's a transition.
I think he came back because he wanted to go out on a high.
Sure, right? You want to win again, right?
Yeah. And
why do you think the Riders are coming back?
With Mahomes, right?
Yep.
With Mahomes being out, I think he'll say, I'm going to pack it in.
I think so.
He's getting married this summer. That's the rumor that June date.
He doesn't need the money.
No.
But he should get a prenup.
Well, Taylor should get a prenup.
Taylor needs a prenup.
What did you see the bonus money she gave to the dancers?
Yeah.
$750,000 per dancer on that tour.
Well, she's making... She
made $2 billion off
of
it.
Well, I'm just going to say, that tour, she made like a ridiculous amount of...
off the movies and the streaming after the post stuff, right?
Yeah, because they did a doc on it, didn't they?
So, yeah, Taylor, get a prenup for Travis Kelce.
Half our newsroom is wearing Taylor stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's dealt with that, Jamie.
Yeah, exactly. Let's flip over to the National Hockey League real quick. Your Detroit Red Wings still lead the way by 1 point. The Boston Bruins are surging a bit as well.
Tampa's close. If the Wings lose two in a row, they drop to third or fourth.
They might drop out. They're only four back of dropping out of a playoff
spot. I know.
Spot.
It's a tough division, isn't it? There's not many teams walking away with things. Colorado and Dallas are the only real powerhouses, it seems like. So it's fun to watch the standings, right? It might make a difference. And I get to watch the Wings on my annual trip to Winnipeg to see the Wings play there. They usually win when I go watch, so that's always fun.
There you go.
But, yeah.
You can't lose anymore. In the Atlantic and the Central, you if you're going to end up in the playoffs, I mean, you can't. Well, in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the Pacific, like, it is so tight. Like,
is this good? Like, Gary Bettman's parody?
Yeah.
I like it.
Don't you like
it? Is he winning?
Yeah. Don't you like it?
That's
what the NFL's been after. Yeah.
I'm not going to give Bettman credit for this, but I like it.
Friend of the show? It's working. That's what the NFL did so many years ago.
Well, his curse is working this year on the Canadian teams. There's two Canadian teams that would be in the playoffs if the Pirates started right now.
Here come Locker Oilers. Locker's Oilers are only four back of the division.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Boy, Jerry's got some pressure on his shoulders, doesn't he?
Well, I don't think he needs to worry because Leon and Connor in the month of December, eight games, they've scored 34 points combined.
That's what you need, but who's going to – they also give up the puck on occasionally.
They give up the puck a lot.
They're not quite –
I like that new
Bouchardian level, but
– No.
Bouchardian.
I like that new defenseman, that young kid, Stastny.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks pretty good. Number 24.
So
see in the finals, man.
Oh, there we go.
Red Wings
Oilers.
They look good this year.
The Iser plan might finally work out, hey? I was going to say the Shanna plan. Well, that didn't work in Toronto at all. The Iser plan in Detroit, it's only taken a decade.
But here we go.
Yeah.
They're at the top of the division.
Yay, Wings.
Well, Daryl, a Merry Christmas to you and your family. Enjoy the grandkids. Yeah, hopefully you get some time.
I will. Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
This is a fun year, Daryl.
It was.
I enjoyed it. I look forward to our Wednesdays.
Me too. So we'll see you in a couple of Wednesdays.
And,
3 or 4.
repeat Grey Cup champions in 2026? Any bold predictions to send us off?
They'll be close. Let's see. If they get Sam Emelis signed, that's the next guy they really have to sign. They've done a great job of bringing people back. And if they get Emelis back, maybe Jamie might be fun to watch him.
That's a double take with Daryl Davis. That was a new one released earlier this year by Coulter Wall, 1,800 miles. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this blustery, ugly weather day in Saskatchewan. Lots of travel not recommended around the province, really from Saskatoon all the way Highway 7 to Rosetown. All area highways in and around Saskatoon, travel not recommended, down towards Regina to Davidson. Then blustery conditions around Regina right now, but Highway 6 north through Southie and up all the way Highway 6 still pretty much Nakum from Regina, travel not recommended. East towards Indian Head and Wolseley, west towards Moose Jaw, Karenport, travel not recommended. Right now Highway 11 north, drifting snow, reduced visibility on Highway 11. So
side streets are really bad too. I was just chatting with a friend of mine and he was driving around the city of Regina, and he was saying just people are sliding all over the place. Pretty bad.
Yes, not a great one for the weather, and hopefully eases off going into tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
Tonight, I think we're going to get hit pretty hard, and then it's supposed to, we might see some flurries again before the end of the week, but it looks like it's going to be.
The hourly forecast says about 6 a.m., 7 a.m., the snow will start to ease off and the winds will diminish. So hopefully that might help the drive home in Regina tomorrow. As for Saskatoon, things are supposed to ease off earlier than that in Saskatoon. But we continue here on the Green Zone. We're going to do a check-in with the Buffalo Sabres. They fired general manager Kevin Adams. They're in last place again in the division, as just haven't been able to gain traction. Marty Biron, analyst of the Buffalo Sabres. You see him on TSN as well, and we wanted to know from Marty if he was at all surprised that Kevin Adams got the axe.
No, but yes and no. I think it's hard to fire a general manager in season. It doesn't happen often. A coach in season, we see. A general manager, often it's when the season ends that decisions are made in the hockey department. So, yeah, I guess there is an element of surprise that it's happened in December. But I do feel like they brought in the Armo Kekäläinen to be able to bring in some experience to the front office, the hockey department, and to help Kevin Adams. And obviously, Kevin was very respected and trusted by the Pegulas, so they wanted to give him all the tools and all the opportunities to be able to get back to where I felt like the team was 3 years ago. Like when Kevin took over, every year it got better, so much so that they were a point out of a playoff spot. 3 years ago, they were a point behind the Florida Panthers, and the Panthers made it to the finals that year and losing to the Golden Knights. And you looked at it, and that was like the progression that they were on. But that ended up being the peak, right? Because the last two seasons and this year, it went the other way. So I guess you had Jarmo Kekäläinen there ready to transition into the job, and they had basically a six-month interview process, knowing that if it doesn't start well for Kevin Adams, then we could transition. And so I'm not surprised with that, but it is always surprising, a GM firing in season.
So Buffalo, Marty, has missed the playoffs for 14 years. And in that time, the team has had seven coaches, Lindy Ruff twice, five GMs. Is there a big... So a creative way of asking a question about ownership here without really asking a question about ownership. Is there a bigger issue here with the Buffalo Sabres, in your opinion?
No, and I think, like, I'm getting crap on social media right now because, you know, I am a Sabres employee. We do a Sabres live show every day. We do the broadcast. I'm an alumni. I'm a, you know, so obviously I'm not going out there trying to trash anybody in the organization, but at the same time, I'm trying to call it like I see it. And so the resources, right? Like Kevin Adams came in as a GM. Even before him was Jason Botterill, and Botterill now is the GM of the Seattle Kraken. So, you know, they brought in some really good quality people to to try to lead the way. They've built departments, analytics department, you know, expanded the scouting department, the coaching department, you know, and bringing in some different people into the conditioning and strength department. Like, they have put a ton of resources into the Buffalo Sabres to make it good. And that is all the Pegulas can do. You're the owner. You're going to be able to either open the checkbook or not so much open the checkbook. They are $2 million under the cap right now. So gradually, they've been able to go and continue spending. And maybe people were saying, like, 2 years ago, they were $10, $12 million under the cap. Well, yes, because you had a lot of entry-level players that hadn't hit the contracts yet. But you've signed those players because you had the cap space. So I look at the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres and, you know, the Pegulas own both teams. And the big difference between the two, and the Bills were in a 19-year playoff drought. You know, the Pegulas bought the team and got them out of that. And obviously, well, the hockey side is still in the drought. But, you know, they put the resources, they put the money in place. It hasn't worked as well in hockey. And maybe the biggest difference is, oh, they drafted Josh Allen in football and a quarterback leads the way. Well, the same point for the hockey side would be, well, goaltending, right? Have you found your goalie of the future? You look at the teams like the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers, which is Turkin, and you can point out to, you know, even the Oilers, like they're still looking for their goaltending, but they got Connor McDavid. Like, I feel like you have to find that marquee goalie or player that's going to make the difference, and maybe they haven't found that, and that is why the Bills have succeeded and the Sabres are still looking at trying to get out of it.
What is Jarmo stepping into when you have one skater in his 30s? Everybody else is in their 20s.
Yeah.
What type of group do you see with the Buffalo Sabres? And realistically, like where the NHL is right now, they are 500 when it comes to points percentage. They have at least 1 point in every game, 32 points, 32 games played. They're only six back of a playoff spot. So what, like, does Jarmo have a lot of work to do, or does he have a stable base to start from?
There's not a ton of work to do when you look at the roster. And yes, you say they're 6 points out of a playoff spot with a game in hand, could be 4 points if you win that one. They're also 9 points out of Detroit, who is first in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And you have two games in hand. So, I mean, if you win those two games in hand, you could be 5 points out of first place in the Atlantic. Like, that is crazy, right? So that's number one. And you did mention only one skater in their 30s. And if I look right now, I think you're probably talking about Jason Zucker, who's actually on IR.
Yeah, he's on IR, right? Yeah.
He's on IR right now. He's week to week with a lower body injury. But Josh Norris is 26. You've got still guys that are between 24 and 30 that are playing a big role. You got two number one overall pick on the back end with Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power. You signed Bo Byram to a two-year extension. I feel like the places are there. The biggest issue, I mentioned goaltending. Yeah, the biggest issue is, who is your guy? And at the start of the year, they had two. They had Alex Lyon and Colton Ellis. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was injured. He came back. You've been rolling with three goalies. It's not worked. I think the number one thing that Jarmo Kekäläinen has to do is figure out this three-goalie, you know, situation. And he did say that in his press conference yesterday, that as soon as Colton Ellis is healthy, they're going to make a decision and have to go down to two goalies. That's one. Number two, Alex Tuck is a pending UFA at the end of the year. That's probably, you know, a file that's on his desk that is in high priority, trying to figure out what Alex Tuck and his contract situation is going to be like. And then three, so if you're Jarmo Kekäläinen, you come in, you're going to evaluate everything. And you've been evaluating everything. But right now, you could win the next four games and find yourself in the playoff spot, or you can lose the next four games and say, we're not going to make the playoffs. It could go either way. So he has to evaluate the coaching staff and see, where are we going? Are we winning games, or are we looking at next year? Because Jarmo's going to be the GM next year, regardless of what happens this year. So he has to kind of set the things in place for what is going to be not just this year's success, but the next year and the year after, success.
So Yarmo is kind of known, Marty, for being pretty aggressive, but and you just outlined some of the things that you think he needs to work on and deal with right out of the gates. So just to the coaching conversation quickly, because there are rumors that Lindy might keep a role within the organization, but that Yarmo may actually make a change behind the bench. Is that something that you're hearing as well?
Well, obviously I'm hearing what everybody's talking about, but I also got people last week that texted me and said, "Hey, I hear that Kevin Adams signed a 3-year extension and they're waiting to announce it." So there is a lot of rumors that are not true, right? I mean, that is really what is going on. And really, I look at Lindy Ruff, and I said Lindy Ruff was brought in last year to change the culture, to hold players accountable. And Lindy talked to the media today and basically said, "I've not done a good enough job," and that cost Kevin Adams' job as a general manager. But I think that Lindy, it's taken a little longer to get everything in place the way that he has been wanting. And there's times where they look so good and the players are committed and you see the physicality, the block shots, the attention to details, and there's times where you don't see it at all. And so I would want to give him a shot and say, show me that you can get the guys to play their level consistently. And then we'll make a decision. Mm-hmm. But originally the plan was probably that he was going to coach 2 years and, you know, kind of retire, because he was already close to being, you know, a retired coach. So I think that this year is probably going to be his last year anyway as a coach. I mean, he doesn't have a contract for next year. But I would assume that they're going to give him a chance to get going with this team before deciding on making a change.
Well, Marty, it's going to be an interesting the new year is going to be wild. Like you mentioned,
it's
the
crazy.
Parity in the National Hockey League is ridiculous right now.
It's fantastic.
Who knows who's going to be in the playoffs and what the races are going to look like.
The amount of games that teams are playing in January, because they're not playing most of February because of the Olympics. Like, I think the Sabres have 15 games in 31 days in January. Usually that's a March and April type of schedule.
And you need a young squad for that, right?
So
that's going to benefit Buffalo because they're young.
But also, if you're behind 5 or 6 points, you get 15 games to go out and maybe you finish the month 10-3-2, right? And all of a sudden you're catching teams that are in front of you. Like, that's what the month of January could do for a lot of teams in the NHL.
Oh, it's going to be an interesting month leading into the Olympic break and then the run after the Olympic break for the playoffs. I don't think the Sabres are done yet.
Condensed schedule.
It's going to be a wild ride. Hopefully no more injuries in the National Hockey League.
They play tough hockey. They're one of those teams that they can catch a team off guard, right?
Coming up next. What? Locker's chumping his own hockey team? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I am.
You two are winners. Big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best. And you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Champs and Chumps here on the Green Zone. Locker wants to chump his own hockey team.
Well, they were celebrating Draisaitl's 1,000th point in the NHL right in front of their old goalie last night. And I was witnessing that when I was watching the game, thinking you could tell by Skinner's body language. Of course it had to be against me.
The whole team came off the bench. They're all like,
you could have, like, it's just the placement of it. You got to celebrate it. I get it. It just,
they weren't quite in the blue paint, but they were getting close.
They were right on top of Skinner, and it was an aggressive celebration. And I just thought it was just a little lack of self-awareness. That was it.
I was fine with it.
You were okay with it?
That's where he was. That's where they celebrated. If I was Skinner, I would have skated to the corner rather than sit there.
Yeah.
Two steps away.
There were some interesting moments last night. That was such a weird
Yeah. The goalies wearing masks of the team they're playing because they're the goal. That was
so bizarre.
So weird.
Good game.
We do want to champ you. A lot of you have been texting us, keeping up to date on the roads all day long. You help us bring Saskatchewan the best storm coverage
Huge
when bad weather hits.
Love the pictures, too.